ஹலோ அண்ட் வெல்கம் டு சங்கம் லிட். திஸ் இஸ் நந்தினி கார்கி அண்ட் இன் திஸ் எபிசோட் வி பர்சீவ் அ போயட்ஸ் டைலமா அண்ட் இட்ஸ் ரெசல்யூஷன் ஆஸ் போர்ட்ரேட் இன் சங்கம் லிட்ரரி ஒர்க் புறநானூறு 399 பெண்ட் அபவுட் த லீடர் தாமான் தோன்றிக்கோன் பை த போயட் ஐயூர் முடவனார். The verse is situated in the category of Padanthinai or praise and talks about the thoughtful and boundless generosity of a patron. Adu magal muganda alava vennil todi maan ulakkai paruvu kutru arisi kaadi vel ulai koli neelal ongu sinai maavin teemkani narum puli mootu iruvara al kootu meen kolungurai செருவின் வள்ளை சிறுகொடி பாகல் பாதிரி ஊழ்முகை அவள் விடுத்தன்ன மெய் களைந்து ஈனனோடு விரையி முழ்பப் பெய்த முழு அவிழ் புழுக்கள் அழிகளின் படுனர் களி அடவைகின் பழஞ்சோறு அயலும் முழங்கு நீர் படப்பை காவிரி கிழவன் மாயா நல்லிசை கிள்ளி வளவன் உள்ளி அவர் படர்தும் செல்லேன் செல்லேன் பிறர் முகம் நோக்கேன் நெடுங்களை தூண்டில் விடுமீன் நொடுத்து கிணை மகளட்ட பாவல் புளிங்கூள் பொழுது மறுத்து உண்ணும் உண்டியேன் அழிவு கொண்டு ஒரு சிறை இருந்தேன் என்னே இனியே அறவர் அறவன் மறவர் மறவன் மல்லர் மல்லன் தொல்லோர் மருகன் இசையின் கொண்டான் நசையமுது உண்க என மீப்படர்ந்து இறந்து வன்கோல் மண்ணி வல்பறிந்து கிடந்த என் தென்கிணை மாக்கினை விசிபுரத்து அமைந்த புதுக்கால் போர்வை அழகின் மாலை ஆர்ப்ப வட்டித்து கடியும் உணவு என்ன கடவுட்கும் தொடேன் கடுந்தேர் அல்லர்க்கு அசாவா நோன் சுவல் பகடே அத்தையான் வேண்டி வந்தது என ஒன்று யான் பெட்டா அளவை அன்றே ஆன்று விட்டனன் அத்தை விசும்பின் மீன் பூத்தன்ன உருவ பல் நிறை ஊர்தியோடு நல்கியோனே சீர்கொள இழுமென இழிதரும் அருவி வாந்தோய் உயர்சிமை தோன்றிக்கோவே. A long song containing a celebration of not one patron as usual, but two. The poet's words can be translated as follows. Meshulous white paddy is gathered by a maiden who cooks and using a huge pestle with a rope. It's made into pounded rice and cooked in a white steaming pot. Fragrant sour mixture made from sweet fruits of mangoes on tall branches, fleshy meat of black mural fish and hornfish, vallai greens growing in the fields, bitter gourd hanging from small vines, are the different foods had along with the fully cooked rice in a closed pot, made after removing the husk from paddy, akin to the blooming of a trumpet flower by farmers working in the fields. Having had their fill of toddy in the evening at dawn, they eat fermented old rice. Such is the land filled with fertile fields and roaring streams of the Kaveri, ruled by the leader Killi Valavan with unfading fine fame. Intending to win his graces, I journey towards him. I don't wish to see the faces of others and seek from them. Catching fish with a long bamboo rod and selling that, the female drummer cooked a sour tamarind gruel. Eating this at odd times, I remained filled with suffering on one side. To me, they said, "Why do you remain so? The righteous to the righteous, the courageous to the courageous, the valiant to the valiant, the scion of an ancient tribe has learnt of your fame. Go and relish the ambrosia you desire." Reflecting on this, I went and mended my drumming stick and then took my clear-eyed huge kinai drum whose strap had broken and tied it with a new sturdy strap. Making those garland-like straps quiver, I bet on my drum and without offering food or prayers to the god in my drum, I went thither. Even before I could petition saying, "All I seek is a strong bull that can pull a cart with speed, even in the mud seamlessly," right that moment he rendered unto me numerous cattle akin to blooming stars in the sky along with the cart too. That great lord of Thondri from whose sky-soaring peaks cascades come down roaring with music. let's delve into the details. The poet starts with a long list of all the food that is savored by farmers of the Chola country. He begins by talking about how a cook gathers so much paddy without even bothering to measure it, and then pounds this on a pestle and cooks it in a pot. Leaving this rice to cook, the poet then goes on to talk about a sour foodstuff made from sweet mango fruits. I was immediately reminded of the sweet and sour mango chutney, an Indian delicacy, the memory of which is making my mouth water right now. Moving on, the poet talks about different types of fish, then greens in the fields, and bitter gourd, a vegetable with incredible benefits for diabetics. As we can see, these farmers seem to have a well-balanced diet full of protein, vegetables, and grains. The poet returns to the paddy he had spoken about earlier and tells us how the husk is removed, making it look like a trumpet flower in the process. And then this is fully cooked. The hard-working farmers relax with toddy in the evening and then have this old fermented rice in the morning, said to have many health benefits. Such is the land of the Chola King Killi Valavan, where the Kaveri graces with her prosperity, connects the poet. He says he had decided that he will only seek the graces of this king and not think of any other. With such a vow he had been for a long time, and then poverty struck him, says the poet, describing how this was a time he ate at odd times whatever the female drummer, his wife, brought home by selling the fish that she caught with a long bamboo rod. It shows the enterprise of this woman, doesn't it? She waits not for her husband, as was the custom then, to bring all that rice and rich food, but instead manages to keep the family going. The story of many an unsung woman across the centuries and across the miles. Returning, we find the poet eating the tamarind gruel she has made and feeling sorrowful about his state. When we ask him why doesn't he go to the Chola king and attain all he wants, he doesn't answer us. But instead, he talks about how others came to him and scolded him for remaining there. They told him that a great leader, renowned for his courage, justice, talent, and ancestry, had heard about this poet's fame and was desirous of meeting him. So these people asked the poet to go there and get whatever he wants. So the poet thinks about it and then decides that's the right course of action. Probably he reasons that he is not seeking this leader on his own and pleading to him, but the leader himself wishes to see the poet. So he mends his broken drumming stick and the straps on his kinai drum, and without even waiting to offer food or prayers, which would delay his journey, he heads to the leader's place. There, even before he could complete his request and ask the leader, "All I want is a bull that can pull my cart through mud with ease," the leader provides him with a cart and cattle countless like the stars in the sky. Such was the generosity of the ruler of Thondri Hills, where cascades descend with a melodious uproar, concludes the poet. In that request this poet puts forth to the leader, we can infer the reason he has not gone directly to the one and only Chola King Killi Valavan. Possibly he was incapacitated by losing a bull on his journey to the court of this king. The poet's name also indicates that he could be a differently abled person who requires a cart and oxen to take long journeys. This would explain why he could not immediately reach the gates of that generous Chola king, but is able to visit this leader who probably lives close to where the poet was. Also, even to this leader the poet needs, all he wants to ask for is a bull, which is an unusual request among all the ones we have seen this far. A verse that lets us ponder upon and infer so many intricate details about the lives of our ancient ancestors. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, நன்றி, வணக்கம்.